Επί προδοσκύσας είτε.
Σμούρνη πόση. Ο μας ολόγιος Christ of our God, who said, as any ones upon the apostle, many brother righteous men, have desired to see which you see and unseen them, and to hear which you and have not heard them. But as for eyes for they see, and your ear for they hear, may we be ordered to hear to adore the Holy Gospel to the prayer of you, your sins.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Remember also, Mother, and us to remember the supplication, praise which offer upon you, Lord our God, those ever for us, deep report them, those who are to heal them, for you are the lack of us, all the salvation of us, all the hope of the world, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke the Evangelist. May his blessing be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. The righteous shall flourish like palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our Lord. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning, and you yourselves be like men who wait for their master when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people? And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. Thank you.
begotten of the Father, from all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, the Virgin Mary, became man. He was crucified for us in the cross of his Father, so Prince Mary, third day rose from the dead according to the scriptures, ascended to heaven, stretched out his Father, to come again in his glory, judge the living and dead, his kingdom shall not come. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, proceeds from the Father, but with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets and one holy Catholic apostolic church, to confess him of the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Jesus Christ, you have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by when the hosts of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our heart with your peace. Clean us from all blemish, all guile, hypocrisy, all malice, and all the remembrance of evil entertaining death, and make us worthy, your master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may, burning of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord, who are Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look toward these, let us attain.
Axiom que zinke o. Oh, you who are most the Lord God of truth, being before the new reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand.
Before whom stand the angel, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards these.
You are here on whom stand the cherubim. And the seraphim with six wings praising continually without ceasing, saying, of joy, we know the sober commandment by the God of the serpent. We fear from the eternal life, and wear that from the paradise. Oh, joy! You have not abandoned us to the end, but have all over us through your holy prophets. And in the last day you manifested yourself to us who were sitting in the darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. And became man, and to that way of salvation granted us the birth from on high, with water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own. For our salvation unto death, which reign over us, whereby we were bound soul and account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen.
He rose from the dead on the third day. He ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, Father. He has appointed a day for recompense, on which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one. Each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our
of course.